back to starting a movie.
We were writing a hypertext together, and I thought that was...
Maybe really, that's what we should be talking about.
Not only writing something together, but writing a hypertext together. These are two kind of new ideas that I don't know that there being a lot of discourse surrounding, at least not discourse I've read.
I mean, I think it's actually been, like, thoroughly theorized. It's one of those things where it's almost been theorized outpacing the... It's almost an example of... Yeah, hypertext is almost an example of criticism preceding the publication of the works which the criticism describes in an interesting way, because there has... I mean, I guess Michael Joyce does some interesting things... Who else? Mark America did a big hypertext project. Didn't really turn me on.
Maybe we should
I mean, I think that there needs to be new hypertext if the thing is going to be... And it does raise some interesting sort of textual consciousness issues.
Maybe we need to do some hypertext criticism of our current hypertext.
I suppose that would be sort of a mini preparation for the whole anthology project.
Yeah,
already, I can tell you that our hypertext is critiquing regular hypertext, because despite hypertext's pretensions towards liberating literature from linear time and from authoritative foundationalism, in fact, every hypertext that I know of has only one author. Anyway, even though that author sets up multiple paths, it really comes down to a singular creator, separate from the reader, blah, blah, blah. It's the same old Western bullshit.
Yes.
Don't say bullshit. That's bad.
No, seriously, you can't say that on the radio, right?
No, you can't.
Shit, fuck, piss, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. It's not the exact list, but it's pretty close.
Okay, well, this is a good... I mean, you have the technology to sample this thing to take little bits.
Technically, yeah.
But that takes time.
Will I bother? I'll probably choose a chunk. I'll probably keep it forever, first of all. And I'll also choose parts to play on the radio. Maybe none. I could see that...
Although, I do want you to run these promo slots.
For the book we haven't made yet.
For the book that we haven't made yet. I think that that's part of the whole project. I mean, I could be going out on a limb here. How do you feel about publicizing the project before it has an actuality?
I think it is perfectly in keeping with the whole spirit of the project. I mean, we were anticipating criticism before the literature. Why not anticipate publicity before the criticism?
I think, and I think that this is something that goes on in the world maybe way too much, where something gets buzzed before it is an actual thing. But I think in this case, you know, it's in the interest of art. And the other thing, you know, which art is important, and the other thing is we do have this book, actually.
Exactly.
We do have the actual anthology.
We do have the anthology.
We have all of the text for the anthology.
That's true.
We spent some time today actually selecting much of the... many of the...
That process has already begun.
Yeah. There's some refinements, but it's pretty much going to go.
The unknown anthology. Before the publicity reaches the ears of the waiting public.
I'm going to stop referring to it as the unknown anthology.